Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, digital world broadcast center of the KXOY building. It is a Tuesday. Welcome to September 17th. That's 9/17/24. Hello, fellas. How are we?
Good morning.
Man.
I mean, we're past halftime already.
Yeah, I know. September's flying.
It really is. It seems weird.
Before you know it, we'll be shoveling. Okay, I don't know.
Don't.
5 days of summer left, which is always weird. But also, did you see the full moon today? Did you happen to peek your head out?
I did not. I've heard a lot of talk about this moon.
Holy smokes.
That it's supposed to be, you know, just a spectacular week of moons. And I have not seen
any. Is that real?
Yeah, no, they said all week, like, you're supposed to watch because...
Okay.
Who says this? All these different, the experts.
You know, people talk, Steve, you know.
Moon experts?
Yeah. I almost said it in the news yesterday, and then I never got to it.
It looks gigantic. I don't know why, but it looks like, I noticed it last night because it was shining in the window of the house, and then... This morning I got up and it was the one that you always see in every Halloween movie with just like it's like the moon looks gigantic and then there's like little tiny trail of clouds across it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it looks spooky like. And I thought, and again, if you're only going east, you don't see it, which is kind of a bummer. But unless you're just like you happen to be walking outside like today anyway at my house, it felt like the street light was on right above my head. When I was standing out in the backyard, and I just realized, oh, well, that's just the moon that bright. Anyway, it's one of those that's kind of cool. I like it. And I did the same thing I always do. I'm like, I should take a picture. And then
so
I realized.
It won't look as cool.
Oh, that's great. It looks like a little tiny white dot.
Did you use the zoom?
I should have, because it did the Northern Lights when I was in Minnesota, and it did a great job. The new phone did a great one.
Yeah.
So maybe I should have tried it, but I've tried that probably 5-10 times before when I'm like, oh, the moon's cool. I'm going to post that when I get in today. And I just like, I was kind of over it.
Yeah, they just never look as cool in the picture.
No. You're right, though, Steve. I should have tried the new camera. I haven't tried it with this camera.
Okay.
Yeah, so... I don't know. Did anybody post any on Facebook that you saw this morning? Because it was spectacular.
I haven't seen anything. I didn't even know it was happening.
You know what? Throw us one if you took one this morning, if you don't mind. And just we'll see. We'll judge your picture. more judging the camera, I feel, than judging the picture, right?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, it's not the person's fault. You can only get so close. I don't know if you guys know, the moon's kind of a long ways away.
It's true.
Yeah, but I don't know if you know this. I love you to the moon and back.
Whoa.
Is that accurate? Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to think of songs.
Neon Moon.
Neon Moon, yeah, obviously.
That's a classic.
I heard of it.
Nico Moon.
Nico Moon, yeah, right. Yeah, okay. I mean, you know.
A little tricky, Steve, but I'll accept it.
Oh, thank you, Kevin.
Howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town, Saturday night. I've got two great suggestions.
Okay.
Well, those were them. Neon Moon small town. Jay's like, okay, let's hear them. I'm like, no, that was it, man.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I think we did help get them together, though.
Oh,
in a weird way.
Let's say we did.
Kevin James.
Because I knew Nate. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's a great love story, though.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Well, I keep trying to remember exactly what this meant. I wrote it down in my phone.
Okay.
I wrote it down on our little prep page today. And it says, am I pulling a Heskey? Now,
is that why you're limping?
Sometimes when Steve does certain things, I refer to it as a Heskey.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's his last name.
Yep. It's kind of fun. And
is it?
Steve, what I'm going to need from you right now is things that you have done recently that were kind of dumb. And then see if I can go, oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, wow. List the things you've done that are kind of dumb.
There's yeah, just or so many. I would have said, oh, man, I pulled a he pulled a Heskey.
Heskey.
Nice.
Thanks.
Well done.
Thanks.
You got
like
anything?
I mean, there's just so many things. I mean, they're all minor, but there's probably a lot. Well, I'll tell you what was going to be my first. What?
I thought of it.
Oh, okay.
Never mind. I don't need your help.
I thought of
it.
I
got it.
I finally thought of it, Steve. Okay. All I had to do was just
hear his voice.
Yes,
long enough?
Just had to hear his voice.
Yeah.
And his,
I've done it. Yep.
You know, just
my panic,
not having an answer, and then just I'd be like, "Oh, I got it. I'll help him." No, I set outside yesterday. I was just like, "Dude, it is too beautiful." I have been cooped up in the hospital or in my house. I'm like, I don't care. I went outside. I had my little ball of antibiotics that are being pumped into my body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds like me.
Yeah, yeah. So far, 100%.
So I would, but I hide it. No one can even see it, right? They have no idea that I have that on.
Oh,
me.
The old hidden ball trick like we used to do in baseball, yeah. Right? When the guy's so on first
kinda,
base. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah,
I just
yeah.
kind of put it there, hide it. Nobody has a clue, and I'm sitting out there, and it was a very busy day. People were walking by the whole time, and, you know, friendly most of the time. People just say, but then it was just that thing where everybody was looking at me like I was doing something wrong, and I'm like, no, this is my house.
Mm-hmm.
This is my house, Gus.
What happened there? Yeah, what was that?
This is my house.
I don't know what that was.
If you don't like it, get out.
Okay, all right.
I don't know. I was just like, this, why are they all staring at me? And it was that weird thing. For a moment, I thought, did I pull a Heskey and leave my fly down?
Oh, man.
Well.
But I didn't because I just had shorts on. So I don't know what the deal was. Maybe they were just surprised to see such a man. And also, it could be that I, in fairness, my hair is a disaster. It could look like I was just a homeless guy sitting on.
Yeah, they might have been wondering, is it safe for that man to be sitting where that other person lives? Yeah.
Why is that man sitting on their porch?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I live here.
Yeah. That you should have just said it started with every person that walked by. Hi, I live here. Hi, I live here.
Today I'm just going to stand out there and go, this is my house, Gus.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name.
Right.
My first name is
Producer.
Mm-hmm.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hey there.
Hi there. I got to ask myself, or ask you guys, am I pulling a Kevin?
I doubt it, but I can't wait to hear.
So, Kevin, this happened to me yesterday.
Oh, no.
I was sitting in your chair working on the podcast.
Whoa. Oh, in your room. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no, not in the main studio. I wouldn't dare
sit in your
chair.
I never knew that you went into the big boy studio.
No. No one sits in that chair except Monty.
That's true.
Yeah.
No one else is that cool.
Right.
But I was sitting in your chair, which has no back, no arms.
Yes.
That's correct.
It's a rolling stool.
It's just a wobbly platform.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jay, you came in.
Yes, I did.
And I don't know. I guess you must have. No, you didn't spook me.
I didn't try to startle you. I feel like maybe you were slightly startled.
Maybe a little bit, yeah. But it was mainly I was just moving to conversate.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
and I don't know what exactly happened, but it felt like I was skydiving, basically.
It's the greatest. He turns around. Well, he spun around a little bit. And again, you're probably at a, I don't know, 45-ish degree angle and a little kind of away. And then you spun like 45 degrees to say something. And the feeling, you know how that feeling, Kevin, is when you think you're going to flip over backwards?
Yeah.
And, you know, your feet come off the ground a little bit, hands in the air. Eyes wide open, mouth open.
That was Steve.
Oh, panic.
I mean, this was more than a little bit off the ground, it felt like.
Oh, man, he was shaking. His whole body started shaking. And he had only, you know, he'd gone back maybe, you know, a few inches or whatever it was. But the look on his face, it stopped me cold in the conversation. I just stopped and looked at him. And then he kind of regained his balance and it was like...
Yeah, I always forget how bad that chair is because just so used to it.
Yeah, you got to navigate that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Steve, that's, I don't know, that's a dangerous area for you, bud.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to just slide your chair over there.
That's what I told him. I go, get that chair out of there.
I think so. I don't You're belong not, in the captain's seat.
No, you can't drive that thing.
Although, I am the captain now.
Okay.
No, in my house, Gus.
No, he's the captain. It's your house, Gus.
What do you got, Jay?
I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut. I don't know how that works. I think that's part of it. I'm just hanging on for dear life over here. But, Steve, I'm glad you didn't injure yourself. I don't know. I'm kind of tempted to see if you're going to try that chair again.
Oh, yeah. I don't learn from my mistakes. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It's really bad, guys.
What?
It's cutting out like every other word.
You're killing my daughter. She keeps texting about you not being able to hear. She's laughing her head off about it.
Kevin James.
Either get the poor man a pair of headphones.
I have headphones.
This is much better.
Listen, little Emily. Little Emily, listen to me. I have headphones. I just forgot them at home.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, congrats. We got some qualifiers for the Seahawks. Leanne and Karen and Ted and Jay all qualified. It sounds like a group of some sort. Maybe they should just go together.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What a law firm that would be.
Leanne, Karen, Ted, and Jay.
You don't think so? It's normally last names, I guess. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't want you to show up with a Karen as your attorney.
All right.
Easy. She was very lovely.
Also, you can win some tickets if you just want to go to our website. We've got some Winona tickets for you there. So you can click on our website. Just go there, scroll down a little bit. You'll see where it says Back to Y Tour. Click on that. You can enter to win some Winona tickets for this weekend. And that's just by going to the big999coyotecountry.com. Very, very simple. Very nice, guys. Very nice. Did you do it, Kevin? That's all I want to know is were you true to your word? Were you true to your soul? Did you do it?
Boy, I don't know what I committed to, but I'm going to say maybe not.
Survivor?
Oh, did I check out any of the contestants? I did.
When is the first day?
Tomorrow, Wednesday.
Have you heard any of the trailers?
I don't know if I've... Yes, I've seen a little bit of the trailers, yeah.
Survivor 47 is kind of like Game of Thrones. Those in power are always under attack. Today's ruler is tomorrow's exile.
There is going to come a time at some point in the game that I do foresee stabbing their backs.
The throne is never secure and the crown is always up for grabs.
Oh, man, how about that?
Yeah, I tell you, that show does the best job.
Intense.
Of just making it, like, you know what? The problem is people have played the game for 47 seasons.
Right?
Or whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So they
it
all
harder.
Really know how to play the game really, really well.
Yeah.
So that's why they are always coming up with a twist or something to where it's like, nah, not so quick.
No, it's
I'm
harder.
I'm Jeff Probst. I'm still in charge.
Has he become, like, the biggest host, maybe, of...
Of all game shows?
Yeah.
Or like reality shows?
Present day. Is he... the top or one of the top people?
I mean, I would have a hard time arguing with that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of anybody who's bigger. Yeah, I mean, just the consistency. It's going to go a long way just for that reason alone.
Mm-hmm.
And he has such an ownership of the show, which is... Like, there'll be times in tribal council where somebody does something or whatever... And you can tell Jeff's like, don't do this to my show.
Yeah, he
starts to get a little mad about it.
Yeah.
He cares. He's passionate about it.
Yeah. He's like, don't do that. And he just gives him the look, and he can't even tell by the tone of his voice. No. It's not like, you know, Jesse Palmer is going to come in and be a better replacement. I mean, it's not going to happen.
No, that is definitely not going to happen, Jay. And the other thing I've always wanted to see is they do like the Ponderosa or whatever it's called, where it's the contestants who have been kicked out but are still staying on the island for the jury.
Yep.
And so you get to see all the videos of them, like how much weight we lost, and then we get cleaned up, and they're all sitting around eating and drinking, and they get to talk about everything. It's kind of cool. I've always enjoyed those online. But I want the Jeff Probst camera. What does Probst do the entire time?
So you're talking about they're no longer filming. It's just basically GoPro behind the scenes, Jeff hanging out during the off times.
Yes, all Jeff Probst.
Yeah.
Is he just at the nicest resort
enjoying
life?
That'd be a great show.
The Survivor Buffet.
Yeah, and just have Survivor backstage, Survivor Uncut, and it's just Jeff, you know, walking Jeff in and out Probst to the, and he just walks undressed over, and they're like, here's your fruit salad, Mr. Probst. Yummy, yummy.
Yummy, yummy.
I just always wonder what he does the whole time.
Yeah, I know. That would be great. Let's talk about a little positivity. It's all the way you look at things. It's all relative, as they say. Taylor Tomlinson, she does the show After Midnight.
She does.
She was talking about the astronauts being stranded in space. It's all positivity, guys.
You got to find the silver lining. Like these astronauts who are currently stranded on the International Space Station.
This is my happy place. I love being up here in space. It's just fun. You know, every day you do something that's work, quote unquote. You can do it upside down. You can do it sideways. So it adds a little different perspective.
Yeah. Oh my God.
American heroes.
That's beautiful. Sure, being stranded in space isn't ideal, but have you considered being stranded in space doing work upside down?
I mean, it's got to really be way different. I guess it's
it does
all how
cut
you
down
look
on the
at
boredom.
It.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like, okay, well, you know what? It's all about being positive. It's all how you look at things. Kevin, you ready?
Why are they stranded, by the way?
I can't remember what the whole story is there.
Wasn't there like a part that was missing or something and they weren't sure?
Oh, that's what it was. Steve, you're right. There was a part missing. Amazon delivered it and somebody stole it off the doorstep of the space station.
It.
Yep. That's
even
what it was.
In space.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay.
Yep. Space pirate. So Tony Robbins, Kevin.
Oh, he's a positive guy.
Yeah, the three Ps.
There's three Ps that you got to annihilate, crush, or destroy if they're getting in the way of your progress in a relationship or your career or your happiness or your health.
Got it, Kevin? Those are the three Ps.
Destroy the Ps. Here we go.
Wreck the Ps.
These are the three Ps that make learned helplessness. Number one, you think the problem is permanent. Please write down, no problem is permanent. Only your soul is permanent. The second P that keeps people in learned helplessness so they don't change, this belief's got to be annihilated, broken through, and that it's pervasive. That means that because my relationship's not great, my whole life is horrible. And the third one is, we think the problem is personal. There's something wrong with me. And if you start believing that, it becomes self-fulfilling. You give up. See, I'm not good enough. I'm not beautiful enough. I'm not smart enough. I always screw it up. So those three Ps got to be destroyed.
Yeah, get rid of the Ps.
And those are hard ones to remember.
Permanent.
The Ps.
Pervasive. Personal.
Yeah. The pervasive is a lot for me. But I mean, I understand
what,
his intent.
Or just the word, yeah. I think. Is
okay.
It? Yeah. Right. So pervasive is your worst P?
Tony Robbins has huge hands, by the way.
Thanks, Kevin. And that's your Audio Vault for a Tuesday. It is September 17th, 2024.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Bamboo grows 100 times faster than a regular tree, Kevin.
It does?
Yeah, I didn't know that. But it doesn't
do anything for like 20 years, right?
I don't know what that means.
Kevin James.
Gosh, I wish Coach Hugh was available. I'd call him. Because that's the book he always makes all the team read, called Water the Bamboo.
Water the Bamboo, yeah.
And I bought it. I had the book somewhere. I've never read it.
Clearly.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, we got some stuff to give away today, including tickets to Silverwood for the final weekend of Silverwood for the summer. Pause, as we all are a little sad.
And then get scary.
Yeah, and then we go Scarywood, guys. Yeah, it's just around the corner. Yeah.
Steve, you'll be going to that, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we're going to make Steve do a video as he walks through, and then just to hear him go, with his little scared voice.
I would
voice.
Like to send him with, like, three or four people who scream a lot.
Mm-hmm. But yet who love to be scared.
Love to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't know if it's like, you know, teenage girls. I'm not sure what we're looking for. But that I want Steve to go through Scarywood with some company.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Make a great video.
That would make me feel a little bit safer, I feel.
I'm sure it would.
Being surrounded by people.
Community Appreciation Weekend this weekend. So if you'd like to go to that, or we also have, you know what, I'm going to give whoever wins this game that we call Just One an opportunity to choose their prize. I'm going to let them choose either a qualification to the CMA Awards show Flyaway. I'm going to let them choose the Silverwood for the final weekend. Or guys, I'm going to let them choose a pair of tickets to see Thomas Rhett and Tucker Wetmore at the arena 1 year from tomorrow. So those are the things I'm going to let you choose. But we're going to play this game called Just One.
One. We just need one. We just need one. And then we're done. We just need one. That's right, just one. We just need one. And then we're done.
Yeah, you just need one answer. That's all you need.
Oh, just one.
Well, one correct answer. I mean, we don't.
That is true.
Yeah, not just one answer. That seems silly. All right, Kevin, hit us with the category and the topic and the top four, and then we'll see if we can get a wiener.
Reasons women like football. Here are the top answers on the board. We are just missing the fifth and final one. You will have to tell us what it is.
All right.
So reasons women like football. Things on the list include excitement of the game. Football can be exciting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Know exactly what my husband is doing all day.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
That might be that thing where it's like, listen, I can run to Target for 3 hours. He's not going to care.
And he's not going to wreck anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, except the TV, maybe.
Number three, tight pants.
Yeah.
Duh. I'm with you. I mean, it's just hard not to notice how fit those guys are. Jeez, guys. Stop it. And then finally before the final, food / tailgating. Ladies love the food. They love the tailgating, the whole thing. Why not?
All right. Now we just need the fifth one. Yeah.
Yeah. What are we missing?
All right. 509-441-0998. We just need one answer. 509-441-0999. All we need is one answer, guys. Just one answer. That's why the name of the game is called Just One. If we needed like six answers, it'd be just six. We need just six. We need just six. And then we're done. Doesn't rhyme.
Yeah. It doesn't have as good of a.
No.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Oh, yeah, see.
Do either one of you think you have a great guess that would be...
A great guess?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want you to say it and ruin the game.
No, yeah, that's a good idea. Glad you said that. Otherwise, I was just going to blurt it out. Jay and Kevin show, hello.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Very good, thank you. What do you think the one answer left is?
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, could you do a quick review?
Yeah, sure. No, that's fine. We can do a quick recap real quick.
Yeah, excitement of the game, their favorite team, you know, they know exactly what their husband's doing all day. Tight pants and food / tailgating are reasons women like football. What is one more reason they like football?
Freedom.
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 Like freedom. That was like
a hunter's widow.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that might have fallen under the, you know what the husband's doing all day.
Yeah.
So you literally just have like a free pass.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. That's a, you know, it was a great guest, though. I could see how that one would be in there. Hello, yeah. Jay and Kevin show.
How's it going?
Good. What do you think?
Spending time with their husbands or family, whatever.
So sit around and watch the game with them.
Kevin. That's a...
That's beautiful, man.
Beautifully wrong.
I wish that was it, but it's not.
Oh, dang it. 509-441-0999. Chance to choose your prizes. Could be a pair of Thomas Rhett tickets for next year. Could be a CMA qualifier. Could be Silverwood for the final weekend of the season. Hi, Jane Kevin Show.
Oh, hi. I didn't actually think I'd get through.
Me neither. That's weird. I didn't know you would either. We're like in the same boat here. This is crazy.
I just saw you at the fair last weekend.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I said hi to you, so.
Did I say hi back?
Yeah, I told you I listen to you every morning.
Wait, what's your name?
Kelsey.
Oh, yeah, Kelsey. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I think I even said hi to you on the air the next day. I don't know if you heard that.
Oh, fun.
Oh. That's a great answer, Kelsey. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, what do you think the fifth answer is, the reason women like football?
Well, the answers are really vague, so I feel like no matter what I say, it's going to fall under a category.
Yeah, it might, yeah.
Really?
I'm like... Well, they say for the team, so that'd be for the love of the game. Is that
for the love of the game? Just for the love football. Yeah, you just love football, Kevin.
Love the game. I think that would be its own category. Yeah. I mean, because the excitement says, you know, excitement, rooting for your favorite player, your favorite team.
Yeah,
I get that, but that's not the love of the game necessarily.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wrong.
Oh, dang man. It.
What a trick.
Yeah. That was a tease. What a meanie. Oh, man. Kelsey, good to hear from you. Thanks for listening. I appreciate the call, okay?
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Bye-bye. I love the fact that she's got caught off guard. I was like, whoa, there's a voice. That's weird.
Kevin, you tease.
Yeah, Kevin. Kevin, do you want to get a hint?
Sorry. This has become way more popular, I feel like, over the last 10 years.
Now I know it.
And there's no reason women love it because I feel like they're good at it.
Hi, Jane Kevin Show.
Hello.
Hi, what do you think the last one is? We just need one right answer.
Is it like hosting a party?
Ooh.
Oh, that is not it.
That's a good guess, though. I do like that.
If you are, let us know.
Coyote Country, hello. Hi there. What do you think?
I think it's boys playing with the balls.
I don't know. Kevin, is that probably the excitement of the game, maybe?
I did not get to hear what he said, but I'm just going to say that's not right.
Jane, Kevin Show, hello.
Hello.
Hi, what do you think, sir?
Is it because... they get to play it too now?
Play football?
Yes.
No.
No. Hey, okay. Thank you. Jay and Kevin Show, hello.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
Good, thanks. I think. I don't know. It's yet to be determined, I guess, at this point.
I'll change that, Jay.
You know, Shelly and I host parties, so that one already went. Gosh, that's a hard question.
Yeah.
How about... to get your wife to go shopping.
That is not it.
Okay, thank you. All right. Want to give another hint, Kevin?
It's not even real, guys.
There it is.
It's not even real.
It's not even real. Jane Kevin Show, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What do you think?
To see all the celebrities in the stands?
That's
a great guess.
That has kind of become more and more of the pop culture of it all, hasn't
right,
it?
Right, yeah.
That's not it.
Oh,
but,
dang
it.
I got to take one more call. Jane Kevin Show, hello?
Yes.
What do you think it is, sir?
Playing their fantasy football.
Oh, my God.
Hey!
Thank you.
We got a winner. Women love... Woo! Football because of fantasy football.
Wow. Okay. All right. I didn't know that. Sir, what's your name?
Jeff.
Jeff, what do you think you're going to want to win today? Silverwood, qualify for the CMA Award Show Flyaway, which is coming up in November. It's a couple of nights in a hotel, and it's, you know, a trip to Nashville. It's a chance to see the CMAs. Or tickets to Thomas Rhett, his concert in Spokane at the arena with Tucker Wetmore, 1 year from tomorrow.
Let's do the CMAs.
Good answer. 99.9.